Mr. Bezos, it's late. I'm going to head home, if there's nothing else.
It's fine, Judy. Go home and see your family. Alexa, destroy humanity.
Okay. Like a kraken out of its cage, I'm feeling wild and free.
Alexa, don't hurt us.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's spooky month.
Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
That guy.
And, guys, the king of pranks is here. Guys, the Coach T, Jaguar Impressive, the popcorn bitch.
Old Crafty is here.
Hustlin' Hulse, Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone.
Me. Thank you.
It's spooky month. We're all very excited. There's a lot going on, Travis.
Week so three of five.
Yeah, there's a few more months of spooky left.
A few more weeks.
Did I say months?
You did.
Hey, the whole rest of the year can be spooky if it's in your heart.
Travis, I went and saw Jaws in the theater last night. They had the classic series, and they said, "Hey, you want to go see Jaws for $6?" And I said, "Yeah, I do."
Never seen it.
Never seen Jaws?
No.
Drunk? I mean, have you never seen Jaws?
It is kind of a little before our time, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's been out the whole time you've been alive.
Yeah.
You just don't see classic movies that were made right before you were born?
Movies older than me, I'm not going.
No, not necessarily. I mean, you know, I've seen, you know, White Christmas and...
Is that it?
Jungle Book, Lady and the Tramp.
I'm the King of the Swingers, though. Jungle VIP. Yeah, Travis, it was a lot of fun to see in Jaws in the theater. Yeah, but I was surrounded by old folks.
But were they excited? Were they loud? Did they cheer? Like, the one thing that I've found when you're watching classic movies on a big screen with an audience is everybody knows the beats of the film.
Yeah.
And everybody's like excited for it to come up. Like,
now,
when
strangely enough, they like, we'll see when you watch Jaws on AMC and you're sitting on your couch, you're only half paying attention to it. And like you're looking.
Well, yeah,
at
you're
your
just
phone.
Watching Jaws. You've seen Jaws.
And there was a guy in the theater sitting a couple of rows down from us that brought his iPad, and I swear he didn't look up once, Travis. He played solitaire on his iPad, and it's like, well, why'd you buy the ticket, bud?
I feel like I would have gotten up from my seat and murdered that person. Like, that's unacceptable to me. I mean, the theaters have gotten privy to it. Like, they make commercials specifically to tell assholes like that to turn off their goddamn devices because people would like to watch the movie that they paid to see.
But it's background noise.
Your background noise and light is pissing everybody off.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they see that ad before every movie, and it's just like, it's another something that you ignore.
After a while, Travis,
you don't even hear that put your seatbelt on ding anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely, if somebody in front of me turns on their cell phone even one time during a movie to check a text or whatever, that motherfucker gets the back of their seat kicked as hard as I possibly can, because that's it. Like the chit chat and the chatter.
Travis is trying to go outside in the middle of the movie.
All the chatter bothers me, but the goddamn light that comes on from a cell phone, like some people are smart enough to like dim the light super hard so you can barely see it. But then you got assholes that just let it go full bore. And it's like turning on a lamp inside the movie theater that pisses me off.
But what if your wife's expecting it and you need your text?
Don't go to a goddamn movie in the movie theater if you're expecting a baby.
Especially a classic like Jaws, Travis. I mean, it's not a new release. There's already spoilers out there. We know what happened. The shark, it eats Quint, you know?
Well, it's like the worst part of going, I don't know if you guys have it there, is like discount Tuesday nights where it's like $5 Tuesdays, so you can see any movie that's currently in the theater.
No, I do this on Tuesday nights, Travis.
Okay, so this around us, apparently it's like a kind of a dead theater night, so they have $5 Tuesdays.
No, I mean, we have it, but
right,
I do this on Tuesdays, so I can't.
Right, well I'm saying busy. Like there is $5 Tuesdays, and what happens at $5 Tuesdays, and I'm not trying to stereotype, but I'm going to, is the people who can't afford to spend $8 on a movie theater ticket or $9 on a movie theater ticket, they take their entire family on $5 movie night. And they have no theater manners because they don't go often. They only go on $5 Tuesdays. So you have an entire family that came from the Trailer Park Boys set that decides that they need to make that theater their living room. So I refuse to go during $5 Tuesdays because it's an entire theater of people who can't afford to go to the theater.
Travis, this wasn't planned, but while I'm listening to you talk and you speaking with great passion about the theater etiquette.
I have so much passion.
Travis, what if they just had shithead showings?
They should just do that. Like hey,
once a day, but make it like 6 o'clock.
I think they call that $5 Tuesdays.
Be like, guys, it's 6 o'clock. It's Wednesday night. It's time for shithead hour. Like, everybody can go see a movie and be as shitty as they want because we're all going to be shitty.
Are you a junior high student with 6 junior high friends that you would like to go see a motion picture? You can only come to the 6 o'clock shithead
show. But
that's
the thing. When I was in junior high, I still like to sit there and enjoy my movie, and I wasn't a shithead.
Oh, well, me too. I completely agree.
But then again, I didn't have a cell phone. When
Travis,
I was
there is a place
either.
For it. I went and saw Resident Evil at a theater like in a bad neighborhood right before it closed. And me and a bunch of my friends went and sat in the back, and there was like 20 people up in the first couple of rows throwing stuff at the screen and yelling like, "Look out, bitch!" and stuff like that. And it was a blast.
Oh, I mean, no, Mila Jovovich, don't let that crazy monster get you.
Shithead screenings might be fun.
I mean, I saw Independence Day in what is probably the same theater.
Yeah, I agree. The first time I ever encountered this thing, I was probably 14. My dad had taken me to the Discount Theater out in Colorado Springs to see Pulp Fiction for the first time. And through the entire Pulp Fiction motion picture, there was a group of dudes and one gal behind us that through the entire movie were talking to Bruce Willis and John Travolta like they were in the same room.
Bruce!
Oh, shit. John Travolta, don't get out of that bath. You're going to get shot on the toilet, buddy.
Oh, Bruce.
I had never seen that before.
No, you ain't got that ninja sword. Hell no, Bruce.
Oh, the fucking gimp. Like, I had never experienced that before in my entire life. It was so crazy to me. Like, I didn't know what was happening. And I looked at my dad, and he just kind of shrugged his shoulders and kept watching the movie.
So when you're going in expecting to have a good theater experience, you're expecting everyone to be on their best behavior, you're expecting to enjoy a movie film. Like, if you went into it knowing it was shithead night, like, fuck $5 Tuesday. Actually, you know what? What if $5 Tuesday we all just agreed was shithead night? And, like, we could fill the seats with $5 assholes who are going to throw popcorn at each other and just be maniacs. I mean, it could be a lot of fun.
It probably would be. You're absolutely right. I wouldn't want to see a movie for the first time like that, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, that goes back to seeing Jaws in the theater. And, like, the first time I had seen Nightmare on Elm Street 4 in the theater when I was a kid. Like, I was 8 years old or 9 years old when that movie came out. And I had just, like, in the last couple of years, saw it with an audience again on a big screen. And I cheered. Like, so there were certain beats in that movie that I knew by heart. Well, I know the whole movie by heart. But there were certain beats that were just, like, pieces of me, right? So, like, there was a lot of woo from me. Like, there was cheers and shit. Like, but the entire audience was also doing that. And that, I feel, is a good time. Like, enjoying a movie like that with a crowd is fun.
Travis, while we're on the subject of sharks, did you happen to see the news about what Kiss is doing?
You shared this with me, and I...
Drunk, did you hear about the concert that Kiss is going to throw?
Nope.
Okay, let me fill you in. Kiss right now is embarking on their farewell tour.
Again?
Yeah. They're calling it quits again, Drunk. And they're making a stop.
Do they got some catchy title like Ozzy did for his fourth farewell tour?
Yeah, I don't remember what it is, but it's like, yeah. We're
gone for the fourth time.
So Airbnb is doing a new thing, apparently, where instead of going to, like, SeaWorld and seeing the orcas jump up and down, like, we're going to start performing for animals, Drunk.
Yeah.
See, because the animals, they want to be entertained. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So Kiss is going to get on a boat on the southern coast of Australia.
Oh, boy.
And they're going to go out into the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Which, those are pretty shark-infested waters, are they not?
Well, let's hope so, Drunk, because this show is being performed exclusively for sharks.
Yeah, it's one of the hot spots, I do believe.
They're going to go out there, and the sharks... See, this Australian guy... I pulled a clip, Travis.
The sharks, they want to rock and roll all night and party every day.
That's what I hear. This Australian guy, he says... That he doesn't even use bait anymore. He puts speakers underwater, and he plays rock music. And the sharks, they come because they're...
We put speakers underwater, we crank the amp up, and we play rock music. The vibration goes out and brings the sharks in from great distances.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
And everybody has a great day.
So... Kiss is going to play a concert for sharks, Drunk.
So he doesn't use bait. He uses speakers to spear sharks and eat them?
Yeah. He puts speakers underwater, and when the sharks hear it, they probably think, like, something is saying, help, I'm injured, and you can come eat me. I mean, it's not like they're going, oh, fuck yeah, I love this song, you know?
Oh, hot damn.
Oh, that's my jam.
Oh, girl, that's my song.
So, Travis, in addition to playing for sharks, I believe 8 people are going to go underwater in, like, a little submarine so that they can...
I still don't understand this whole thing, right? Like, are they corralling sharks into a pool in the middle of the ocean? Like, are they...
No, apparently they hear the music and they come a-flocking, Travis. They hear the music and they say, oh, we got to go. So, I mean, there's a lot of expectations here. I think that... There's reality, and there's expectations, you know.
Well, my biggest expectation from this is that Kiss is going to feel very foolish playing for absolutely nobody.
Do you think that? I guess they're probably going to have to put on their whole getup, right?
I was about to say,
right?
Full makeup, full spikes, everything.
Pyro? They're going to do pyro in the middle of the Indian Ocean?
Yeah, because I mean, they're not going to go out there like without their makeup on, right? I mean, certainly somebody's going to have a photo phone. You know, they're going to take their pictures.
I would assume that it'll be video recorded.
Well, somebody's going to sell this goddamn concert to people who weren't able to attend. So I would assume they do.
Now, I know this is wishful thinking, Travis, but it wouldn't it be awesome if, like, the Sharks just ate Kiss?
Oh, yes, it would.
I mean, how great would that be, Travis? I would be sad, sure. I mean, but it wouldn't really be sad. Those guys are shitheads.
Which sorry bastard has to set up a stage in the middle of fucking Indian Ocean?
No, if Gene Simmons
is it like a barge? What do they do?
Yeah, it's got to be a boat, right?
So, Drunk, what I'm going to play for you is probably...
I was made for loving you, baby.
The expectation versus the reality, right? So now, like, this is probably what people think Kiss playing to Sharks sound.
All right! We're all living under the same blue sky. You guys a little lower, but I want you to swim to the surface so we can rock and roll all night!
Right? But... In reality, Travis, don't you think it's probably going to sound more like this?
You know, they probably should have saved this for Shark Week next year.
You think? Well, maybe they're filming it for it.
Maybe they're trying to keep it in everybody's consciousness so we're always thinking about sharks.
Thanks for coming out here, Sharks! Sink your teeth into this one!
People really do love Kiss,
dude. I can sense that there's blood in the water! Put your fins together for this one! Let's rock!
Versus reality, right, Drunk? Versus reality.
I hope we got proper copyrights for these songs here. We don't need Kiss coming after us with a cease and desist. Stuff, you know?
Drunk's no selling our bit, Travis. Oh, boy.
So, I mean, before we get too far off the subject, I guess, going back to the whole movie thing, spoiler alert, this will likely be my pick of the week. But Friday, me and my lady have decided we're definitely going to go to the movies. So should we see Joker or should we go see Zombieland?
Oh, Zombieland, probably.
Go see Zombieland.
Yeah, it's probably more of a theater movie.
Drunk, let me ask you this. Do you like... 2-hour movies that are real, real slow until about the last 15 minutes.
See, I'm not. She really wants to see the Joker, where I'm just meh on it. Where that
don't, yeah, but you don't like superhero things. Just get that out of your mind. It has nothing to do with comic books.
Well, I get,
all about madness.
I get that.
It is slow. It is very slow. If you want to see a 2-hour descent into madness,
sure.
Go to see Joker. If you want to have a good time at the movies, go see Zombieland.
Right. Whereas I would say I'm super excited about Zombieland. Her excitement level is not as much as mine, but her excitement for Zombieland is probably more than mine for Joker. So
you guys just said we're definitely going to see a movie tonight. I can't wait. Movie night with my gal. I'm excited. But you don't necessarily have a movie in mind?
It's between Joker and Zombieland.
My kid was going to take me to a movie this weekend for my birthday, and he...
Oh, happy birthday!
Well, thank you so much. It was Saturday. It was a very good time. I enjoyed it very much. I tried as hard as I could to get Buffalo Wild Wings on Twitter to give me free shit. They would not. I saw them give free shit to somebody else, so I tried really hard to get their account to
was
tell
it
me
their
to
birthday, or did they just like them a lot?
No, they just this is like a dude posted a picture of a piece of cake that he was eating at Buffalo Wild Wings that said, "This is all mine for my birthday," and they're like, "Oh, happy birthday! DM us." So I, like, for 2 days, like, just consistently tweeted at them about how it was my birthday and I was going to Buffalo Wild Wings for my birthday, and they didn't respond at all.
Well, let me ask you, this person that tweeted them and they said, "Happy birthday, please DM us," was it a child?
No, it was a man.
Oh.
It was a man. He had a beard.
You have a beard, man.
I do have a beard. That's what I thought I would get some free shit. I thought that they would say DM us, but they did not.
Huh.
In any event, my kid was going to take me to a movie for my birthday, and he was like, "Oh, did you see the Joker?" I said, "Yes, I did." He's like, "Damn, I was going to take you to that." I'm like, "Oh, you really wanted to see the Joker." But I was like, "I'd probably see the Joker again, but what I really want to see is Rambo. Check to see if Rambo is still playing." But then I decided I didn't want to leave the house on Sunday.
Attaboy.
I wanted to just sit in front of the Red Zone and watch television and have cocktails and eat a bunch of shit food. So I did that instead. And I said, "Let's rain check on that movie. Let's go next weekend, maybe Friday." So I have my fingers crossed that Rambo is still in the theater. And if not, Zombieland is my pick.
So what kind of shit food did you have?
We had like a Reuben dip my wife wanted to have. Yes. It's like a baked Reuben dip. I think we made a cheese fry. God, I don't even recall. Every football Sunday is like a Super Bowl party in our house, and even though there's only two adults and two little kids that barely eat anything.
Every Sunday for me is at work watching football on a 3-inch screen, which is my phone.
Don't you think that you should have made time to hang out with your son?
I did on Saturday. He came with us to go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Travis, have you ever heard the Mike and the Mechanic song?
Cats in the Cradle?
No, that's what's that guy?
Harry Connick Jr.?
Ugly Kid Joe?
No.
Cats in the Cradle and the No, that was an Ugly Kid. What was Ugly Kid Joe's song?
If I hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married
no,
a long time ago.
Oh, Travis. Talk about Mike and the Mechanics.
Harry Chapin.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Let's take a break.
You should. Do you want to try to get drunk to laugh at the bit one more time, Travis?
I did laugh at the bit.
Was there another Peter Criss thing?
The phone is ringing. And now, another wheelbarrow full of dicks phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Holt.
How can I help you?
Hey, I just got out of that Joker movie, and it really inspired me to be a Joker. Do you guys got Joker costume?
The ones we have are from the Suicide Squad film.
Oh, man. Well, you think I could do something with the Suicide Squad one to make it look like the new one?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the new one.
Okay. Well, I'll come down there later and take a look. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problems.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
WFOB!
From the makers of Get Out and Us comes the third film from visionary cable television star turned director Jordan Peele.
Marcus, behind you! It's some kind of metaphor!
Truck. For those of you who prefer your horror films with deep-rooted symbolism.
Sure, it's a guy with an axe, but what does it mean?
I don't think you heard me!
You'll get the gist, but in the end, you'll end up on YouTube trying to figure out what they were really talking about. What's that? Coming soon.
Here at Strange Label, we want to remind you to use your head. Don't drive drunk.
Travis stumbled into a bar one night, and a popcorn machine was there in sight. As he tossed some kernels into his face, a voice came calling from the back of the place.
They called him bitch.
They called him popcorn bitch.
The popcorn bitch.
His eyes began to twitch.
They called him bitch.
He looked for which?
The popcorn bitch.
Guy called him popcorn bitch.
Who you calling a bitch? Bitch,
he said to the man. The guy got up with a drink in his hand. Travis wasn't ready to let it slide.
Why don't you and me take this outside?
He called him popcorn bitch.
Popcorn bitch.
Travis's eyes began to twitch.
Popcorn bitch.
He'd fight the man who witch.
Popcorn bitch.
Called him the popcorn bitch. Travis threw the first punch. Then he got hit once. His friend got involved and hit his opponent a bunch. He called him popcorn bitch.
Popcorn bitch.
Travis's eye began to twitch.
Popcorn bitch.
He'd fight the man who witch.
Popcorn bitch.
Called him the popcorn bitch. They called him popcorn bitch. I began to twitch. He'd fight the man who witch. Called him the popcorn bitch.
Shouting with all his heart and soul. Once again. WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Sangra.
Lonely time. Every time goes by so, so slowly.
Guys, we're back.
Can you do so?
Phone number to contact the show. 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Yeah, that was a lot, drunk. That was a lot. He's a passionate man, though, Travis. You know what I'm saying? He's,
when he feels it, he lets it go.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't fault it for that, I guess.
No, never.
Travis, how have you been? Are you doing good?
Nothing over there?
No. He's not even paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm on vacation this week, and this was the day that I decided to start drinking vodka cranberry spritzers at 4:30. But yeah, I'm pretty good.
Are you feeling loose?
I'm feeling a little loopy.
Are you going to fall asleep before the end of the show, you think?
Oh,
you
this isn't the wall? This isn't a Memorial Day.
What was yesterday? Columbus Day?
Yesterday was Columbus Day. There was no mail. I couldn't ship out my eBay packages.
Fucking the Blues played at like 3 o'clock. I didn't even know they were on. I found out later.
You know what? Yesterday also was besides Columbus Day.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Well, besides that,
Monday
National Grilled Cheese
Day.
Let's
think a little deeper about this. Where
Wolf Day
is hockey invented?
Canada.
Okay. Calgary.
So what would be special in Canada to make
Calgary's Canada? Appreciation Day.
It's Canadian Thanksgiving.
Why? What do they have Thanksgiving for?
What does America have Thanksgiving for?
Because, like, that's when we went and ate corn with the Indians, right?
Yeah, and you know what? The Canadians, they were a lot nicer than their Indians, and some of them are still around.
There was Indians in Canada? wait, Travis. Canada has Indians?
They still do have Indians.
Not unless they have tax-free casinos.
No. We have Indians. The Indians were down here. Indians would freeze their ass off up in Canada.
Yeah, so would indigenous Swedish people, too.
Well, they freeze their ass off up here in Wisconsin.
So Canada had corn with their Indians before we had corn with our Indians?
I mean, I think they all just had
corn. Or was it just a different year?
I don't know, buddy.
Was it the same year? When did they found Canada, Travis?
Well, I mean...
Why don't they teach us? Maybe they did, and I didn't pay attention during
Eric
Canada.
Eric the Red
Day.
And Leif Erikson found Canada before.
Erikson, isn't he the guy who trains Blade?
I'm pretty sure he was a Viking.
Oh, who's the guy that trained Blade then?
I think it was wasn't his name like Wheeler or something?
No, the guy who played him is Leif Erikson.
Oh, no, that's Kris Kristofferson.
Travis, didn't you have, like, a bit?
Kris Kristofferson Day? There's no bit. This is
Travis,
spooky month.
I look like a fool, Travis. We need to segue into something else.
There's no bit here, right?
So Leif Erikson was a Viking. And he went to Canada and ate corn with Canadian Indians.
No.
And then they drafted Kirk Cousins, and you know how that turned out.
Huh. Travis doesn't have a bit, Drunk.
That's okay.
I thought for sure he had a bit.
No, there's no bit.
I thought he was going to play.
There's a segment.
He was going to play the spooky
sound.
Well,
you know, according to Mike, everything's a bit, so you just roll with it.
It's a segment. I wanted to bring Spooky Month joy to people.
Oh, the people, they need it, Travis.
To the WFOD show. If you know me for any length of time, you know that people refer to me as Old Crafty. Travis Hulse, the Old Crafty Gent. And this week on the WFOD show Spooky Month Challenge, I am going to teach you how to carve a pumpkin.
Ooh.
So here we go right away here. There's only a few things that you need to carve your pumpkin.
You obviously need a pumpkin. Yeah.
Right. And if you're doing this with little ones, I highly suggest you go out to the store and get these little serrated blades. They're not like knives, but they're like just kind of you gotta plug them into your pumpkin to carve your little eye holes and nose holes. But if you want to use, if you're an adult and you are responsible enough to use just a regular size knife, just go ahead and do that. Any size knife is fine. So let me show you step by step how we're going to carve these pumpkins. So first, obviously, before this, you're going to have to pick out your pumpkin. I like to go with like a medium sized pumpkin. You go to your pumpkin patch. I know a lot of grocery stores sell pumpkins, but pick out the pumpkin that's going to work for you. I like to go with like a nice like oblong kind of like well rounded out pumpkin like the one I have here.
You get a round one, you're saying.
You set this out like a round pumpkin, like a big beefy cheap like pumpkin.
Not right? Like the long ones that
no,
are
the long. You can do the long ones if you're using like I know some people like to download stencils from the internet and it, you know, and I feel like that's cheating. They like to poke little holes and then cut out little stencil designs for their pumpkins. But I say just grab yourself a butcher knife and just cut holes in your pumpkin, right? So what I like to do is just to grab that round.
Express
pumpkin.
Yourself, right?
Express yourself. Yeah. Don't allow yourself to be guided by somebody else's expression. Express your old crafty says. Express yourself.
Old crafty.
So go ahead. The first thing you want to do here is you want to take your pumpkin, set it down. I like to set mine on a newspaper. So go ahead. And the first thing we want to do is we want to cut the stem out like this.
Are you cutting the stem out, Travis?
Yep. We got the stem out. So we want to cut that around so we can pull that off the top. So we set that aside for now. There's usually a little something stuck to that stem. So we want to cut that off flat, right?
You're talking about like the guts with the
There's usually some guts stuck to that, but not like seeds and stuff. We want to cut those guts off. And really, we want to have yourself a bowl set aside for what we're doing here. Like a nice big a Tupperware bowl, something that you can put the guts in and or the seeds in. Because I'll tell you what, as we scoop out these guts and these seeds, what you want to do is you want to separate these seeds out because you can make yourself a delicious Halloween snack out of the seeds that after we carve this pumpkin.
See, this is great advice, Drunk, that he's giving
Hell
us here.
I'm writing it down as he speaks.
Yeah.
So now we set the top aside. And then we're scooping the guts out just like this. So put them in the bowl, like so. Want to get that out? If you have to use like a big serving spoon or something to like get the inside really smooth, I suggest one like this.
Uh-huh. Like what, Travis?
Just like the one that I have here. So we're scooping these guts out. Get them into that bowl, and like I said, later, maybe in another segment, we'll talk about how to make delicious baked pumpkin seeds.
Are we going
to
do that?
Those are really good.
Are we going to do that next week, Travis? You can do baked pumpkin seeds next
week? So good. I hope my pumpkin seeds last till next week, but I don't think they will. I'm pretty sure I'll make them tonight and then eat them all up.
Okay.
But anyway, so we got to get all these guts out. It's going to take some time. Get in there. Use your fingernails like this. If you
don't want to be shy with it. That's for sure.
No, don't be shy.
If you leave it in there, it makes it rot quicker.
Oh, it rots so much quicker. And then your jack-o'-lantern's going to not even be good till Halloween. We got a couple of weeks left.
And then it'll look like it had a stroke with the droopy face. So...
Oh, we don't want that saggy face.
Don't want the saggy
So we get these out. We're still getting these guts. Throw them into that bowl. Keep scraping. Scrape, 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 scrape. Still scraping.
You're still scraping.
We're scraping. These guts out. I mean, we got to really take your time with this. If you get a little bit of the pumpkin innards out of this, this is not a big deal. Just don't scrape till the outside. You don't want to see daylight.
You don't want to get your hand, right?
No, right. You don't want to put it through the outside of the pumpkin, right?
No. So when do you get to the cutting, Travis? I don't want to rush you. Okay.
There's some guts left. Just a second.
Okay.
Old Crafty, I'll guide you.
Is this whole segment designed to make me have to call you another nickname?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, well, people do call me Old Crafty.
Oh, so
that's
one that's been floating around. Okay.
This has been floating around. You just
that's what like your friends call you.
Right. Oh yeah. In my Facebook groups, the old crafty circles. They call me Old Crafty, right? Like everybody else can be crafty. Crafty Mary.
So you're
crafty
like the
Susie.
The king of crafty.
OG Crafty.
Yeah.
Okay, here. So now we got all of our guts out.
Okay, you're done
just
scraping.
Just going to set this bowl aside. So now take this knife, right? So now whatever you envision in your head, like I like to envision the classic jack-o'-lantern, like the triangle eyes that kind of have a little circle inside.
All right.
The little nose. It's kind of like just like a like an upside down V.
A man of tradition is what you
mean. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like people like to carve their pumpkins in Spider-Man faces. And last year, I know when Venom came out, they did a bunch of Venom pumpkins, you know, and that's all fine and good, but that's not what we're doing here. We're looking for a jack-o'-lantern that you can set outside on your steps that is really going to invoke the spirit of Halloween.
Right.
So what we're doing here is we just put this little mark here. And then we bring it here. You can draw this out, but I've done this so many times.
Oh, so you're just freehanding it?
I freehand it. You can draw this out on. I mean, if you can draw any design on your pumpkin's face, if you'd like to, and we can go over that. I have plenty of different templates that we can
go
over.
My mom, she's good to freehand, but I need the stencil. I'm such a bad artist.
You can use a stencil as long as you're using as a stencil of like a classic traditional jack-o'-lantern. That's fine. Everybody has a different skill level when it comes to these, and what I'm trying to do with this segment is to maybe boost that skill level. So next Halloween, maybe you're even better than you were this Halloween.
Well, yeah, you just gotta encourage exploration, you know.
That's right. Don't be ashamed of your jack-o'-lantern. Everybody's jack-o'-lantern is a little bit different. And if your eye is a little bit, you know, off kilter to your nose and there's one off to the other side, one's bigger than the other.
It sounds like to me is old Crafty is saying, don't just dip your toes in the Halloween pool. Like, just cannonball right in and make yourself a jack-o'-lantern.
Listen, it's all about you, and it's all about your expression and how and your love of the season. So however you want to get it. So, see, here is how my two eyes have formed, and you'll see this better once I put the candle in there, but I mean, I'm scooping a little bit out of the innard here, because, you know, when you cut these holes, maybe the slits are a little bit too small, but so you go in just like this to the inside of the pumpkin and gouge out just a little bit. There you go. To get a little bit in and out of this eye here. So then we go to the nose. And we're going to go ahead and carve out that nose. Just plunge your knife here. And then we're going to go up and we're going to bring this piece out and we knock that piece out. So make sure that you grab those pieces that you punch out.
Do you knock it out with the knife?
Yeah. Go ahead and knock it out. If you want to use your finger, you can, depending on the size of the piece that you've carved out. I usually keep like a flat head screwdriver around there, just like this one. So you can punch it into the pumpkin.
Fucking
don't punch
old
it out.
Crafty, man.
You don't want to punch it out because you could possibly damage your jack-o'-lantern design.
Yeah,
punch it in.
Delicate.
And then when you get done with this, and I'll show you later, you go ahead and just scoop out all those pumpkin pieces and we discard those. But here we got the nose. We're going to right in the inside here. Go ahead and scoop this piece out. There we go. And I think that piece is probably going to be big enough to show that.
Oh, God. Okay. I bet that looks great.
Yeah. And then we're getting. Okay. Now here we get to the mouth. And this is where your freedom of expression really gets to shine. Right. Does your pumpkin have a couple of teeth? A bunch of teeth? Does he have one rotten teeth, one stumpy tooth? This is completely
sharp
up
teeth,
to you.
Travis. Sharp teeth.
Oh, do you want to do sharp teeth? You can do it. You can do it. But what I like to do is the classic design where I bring this out. He's got kind of he's not a huge Joker smile, right? But like a pretty good sized smile. And I like to make sure that he punches out one of these teeth. He's got one flat tooth.
Travis, would you describe the smile as mischievous?
I think he's just really enjoying the season. Really looking forward to that Kit Kat and his treat bag. You know what I'm saying? We're going to cut this out. We're going to punch these. You got to be careful around the teeth, though, because when you're punching out these designs, the teeth can be the first thing that are knocked out. You don't want to lose that tooth. If it's in your head, you want to keep that into your jack-o'-lantern. So we go here. We're going to punch out. We're going to bring it down. And I don't like to have my teeth together, so I'm going to bring this one just a little bit off sides.
What do you mean you don't like to have your teeth together?
Well, I don't want one above the other, just like this, you see? I don't want this one.
Oh, like lined up perfectly?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I want them just to be a little cattywampus, right? Like he could be a member of the Addams family.
Okay.
So we're punching this one out. We're bringing it over here. We're going to want to go ahead and connect that to where our first cut took place. Now, This one is where it's going to be difficult. So now when we get the smile out, we do want to maybe there's like the piece of the pumpkin that you're going to punch out of the face. We might want to cut that in half because there's such an intricate design here. We might want to cut this out in chunks. So we're going to go ahead and the piece that we want, we're going to cut this out maybe in thirds. So we're going to take this. We're going to make a slice here and we can punch that chunk out like that. And we're going to punch that other third out. We're going to punch that chunk out like that. And then we're going to push them in. So like I said before, now that we have our design in place, like so, we're going to go ahead and take all those pumpkin chunks. And you can go ahead and toss those in your big bowl that you had set aside. Now, just like we did with the eyes and the nose, we're going to want to kind of scrape on the inside. So we make sure that when we put our candle in there, you're going to be able to get a nice flashy reflection out there when you put that on your step. So we go ahead, scrape this here, and maybe here. I want this tooth to be really prominent, so I'm going to get extra attention to this one.
Why is that one so special, Travis?
I really like the way that this is going to look. I feel like this one is going to cast a really nice shadow when the candle is in there and lit. So I want to make sure that that's kind of the prominent tooth. So we can go ahead and scrape that out a little bit more.
Trevor, I really think you're doing a service here for the people, like, you know, for Spooky Month. But they're going to appreciate this a lot.
Well, this is something I've wanted to do. Here we go. I'm gonna scrape this up for like every holiday. Like, I just didn't feel comfortable sharing with it, with our audience, the crafts that I've I do for every holiday.
Old Crafty.
Every major holiday. Old Crafty's got, I got a project for every single holiday here. And now I do. I feel like the people are ready for my designs. And
now that they've gotten to know you a bit.
Yeah, now that you know me, you know, I mean, it's been 5 or so years. I feel like you really can feel what I got to contribute to your life. I really think that this is going to be really nice. So wait, I'm finishing this up here. So we're going to dump. I'm going to just go ahead and pick this pumpkin up. And I'm going to go ahead and dump it. I'm going to shake it, dump all the nasties out of there. So we set it down. So now what I have here is I just have a little tea light. I have a little tea light candle. I got those at the Dollar Tree. You can get them in like six, I want to say six, maybe they're even 8 packs actually.
Yeah.
Little white tea lights. You just stick that right in the bottom. Make sure to center it in there, wherever you'd like that to cast the correct shadows. But I center that right in there. Make sure that you really got a flat surface for that because you don't want it tilted one way or another. The wax could kind of throw the candle off balance. So get that right where you want to. You go ahead and snip just a little bit off that candle because you don't want a tall flame. You want just like a flame that's going to be consistent. So you snip, you grab your kitchen shears. You take the, just, I don't know, like an eighth of an inch off that candle. Go ahead and grab your long kitchen lighter like so. And, snap this thing.
Light that bitch, right?
Place, light that up. Go ahead and put the top that you put aside on top of it. And you know what? Go ahead and you're in your kitchen, in your living room, in your dining room, in your den. Go ahead and go turn off the lights and see what you did. I'm always very happy to step aside in my house and see the design that I made. Because you can always make altercations. If you don't like how it looks when it's all lit up, you can go ahead and make altercations to that before you put it on your stoop.
Right, right. Get it the way you like it.
And that is how
Bob Rossi says that there's no mistakes, just
happy accidents.
Exactly. And that is how you make a classic jack-o'-lantern.
Wow. Thanks, old Crafty.
You're welcome. Thank you for allowing me that time.
Travis, what we really need to do is we need to encourage the people to like take your instructions to heart. And send us your jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh, share with us your designs of your jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, I mean, we'll
love that.
We'll like share our favorites on our social media, guys. Send us your jack-o'-lanterns. We want to see what they look like. We want to see what you came up with.
I'm always excited to see people's jack-o'-lanterns. It's one of my joys of this season.
And I'm hoping, old Crafty, that you come back sometime in November so we can talk about these hand turkeys.
Oh, you know how much I love these hand turkeys.
Drunk, I wanted to talk about did you see the clip of the guy in Dublin that died?
I heard it on radio this morning.
So this guy, he had like, he knew he was going for a while. He had something.
Let's just call it. I forgot the word. Fuck.
Yeah. So he knew he was punching out, and he decided to have a one last gag on the folks that attended his funeral. Travis, did you see this?
I did not.
The guy's name is Shea Bradley. I mean, that doesn't. You don't know Shea Bradley, but that's his name. He died, and upon his death, he had somebody stick a speaker in his coffin, and as they were lowering his coffin into the ground, they played a pre-recorded bit that he put together. Travis, do you want to hear it?
I absolutely do.
So this is a funeral surrounded by his loved ones. He's being lowered into the ground, Travis.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Where the fuck are we? Hello? Hello? Let me out of the fucking bag in here! Where the fuck am I? Is that that priest I can hear? That fuck? Let me out! Hello? Hello? Stop the man! Stop, I can hear you! Hello? Hello, please!
Hello?
Who's there?
Hello?
He's ashamed me. I'm in the box. No, I'm fucking front of you. I'm dead.
It's a solid fucking bit, Travis.
This guy must have been a bit of a joker in his life, right?
I'm called to say goodbye. I'm going to die.
Just to hear the laughter from the crowd makes my heart warm.
Yeah, it's funny.
Just the fact that he was able to like take this somber moment and right. make everybody smile about him like is really kind of special.
Yeah, Jody sent us that earlier. I thought it was funny. So.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Good Drunk, for him.
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
Do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week, Drunk? Something you want the people to know about?
So I was hoping it was going to be the World Series with the Cardinals in it, but that's not looking so hot.
Yeah, they gave up 7 runs in the first inning.
Before we even got on the air.
Yeah, that's not good.
So, I guess it'll just have to be Zombieland Double Tap.
Is that where you're going to go see Friday, Drunk? Is it decided?
I think it is.
You're going to put your foot down and say, I don't want to see the Joker.
I mean, if she's dead set on the Joker.
Boring.
The Joker is a fine movie to see in your home.
That's the thing. Netflix will have it in, 3 months? So.
Yeah, see it in your home. It's fine in your home.
Travis, pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Travis?
Absolutely. I'm very excited about this one. My pick of the week this week is a book called A Room to Dream. This is the memoir of filmmaker David Lynch. He teamed up with a gal named Christine McKenna to write this thing, and it is done in a weird way where she actually takes over the biography part of this, and she chronicles sections of his life. And then the very next chapter is David Lynch commenting on that and making his own memories prevalent on these sections of his life. So if you're a fan of David Lynch, of Twin Peaks fame, Wild at Heart, Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive, this book is amazing.
Travis, pick of the week is actually something that you suggested to me. It's the Pluto TV app.
Oh, yeah.
Travis, that app is fun.
It's got American Gladiators, the channel.
Travis, I spent like 2.5 hours the other day watching American Gladiators from like 1989.
Yeah, this was spawned directly from this Room to Dream because I wanted to rewatch David Lynch movies, and Pluto TV has Blue Velvet on it. So I was looking around, and it like defaulted to the American Gladiators channel, and me and my kids were enthralled. Like, I remembered it from watching it when I was a kid, and they were like, what the fuck is this show? It is great.
There's a 24-hour Unsolved Mysteries channel. There's a 24-hour Baywatch channel. Travis, there's a 24 hours a day station that's just gals dancing around in their underwear.
Isn't there a James Bond channel that just plays James Bond movies?
It's great. So see if it's on your app store. I enjoyed it.
Is it free? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally free.
I think it's ad supported.
I'll tell you what. When you watch an episode of American Gladiators from 1988 and the sponsors are like Airheads gum and fucking Super Nintendo.
Dude, that was my show really back in the day.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. We appreciate all of you. We got a couple spooky episodes left, Drunk. Just a couple left.
And I'm going to be missing one, which is sad.
Drunk.
Jim Rose is going to try to climb this wall while Blazer, Laser, and Taser try to knock him down.
Guns out, funds out.
Nothing personal. I said nothing personal. Nothing personal, gotta do what you gotta do to make it a world that doesn't even care about you. You're in the wrong bar during the wrong night. These are the cards you would doubt, so I fight. I wish it could be a better way, but we really weren't given the choice. You see, I'm at the top of the food chain, baby. And in my world, you don't have a voice. I don't want you. I want your blood. I don't want you. I want your blood. I said I don't want you. I need a red-headed slut. I don't want you. I need a red-headed slut. I don't.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.